So my first question is, as special effects and CGI continue to become more sophisticated, do you still anticipate, you know, a place for the more traditional animated movie?
I think so. I think people, in some ways, 2D frees you up a little more than CG, because you can go anywhere with a lot of backgrounds and a lot of characters that you'd have to work very hard and spend a lot of money to do in CG. So I think you're going to see both for a while. But I do see CG, of course, getting the edge as time goes on.
So the influence on Batman, the animated series, by many of the comic creators of the time was noticeable. And now it's come full circle in that the book can be seen, like, it can actually be seen in the comics. So what are your thoughts on that?
The book can be seen in the comics?
Oh, yeah, sorry, I screwed that up.
That's okay.
No, but, you know, obviously, like, the Batman animated series really influenced a lot of the other Batman animated. And so then now it's actually getting to the point where it's really influencing the comic book. And so what are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, when we made Batman the animated series, we were very respectful of the comics, because we were all comic book lovers, all of us who did that show. And so we took what we liked most about the comics going all the way back to the 40s, and that's the Batman we created. And it's had an influence on comic books. I mean, Harley Quinn got her own comic book eventually, but I think that the comic book creators were appreciative that we did a show that came from them. So the fact that there's been a little that they based some of their stuff on that show is really nice for us. We're appreciative too.
How do you, because Batman has a very protective fan base, so how do you kind of, you know, juggle that and move around there? And do you expect any backlash
from the
mainly the, like, because the Batman fan base is so large and they have a certain expectation, so how do you kind of gauge that and work within it?
Well, we're part of that fan base, and so I think we innately understand things that are false and things that are true to Batman. And so even a show like Brave and Bold, which I had nothing to do with really, you could tell that the minds behind it were Batman fans. So even though it has some fun with Batman, it's not disrespectful.
Now, in the case of Batman Beyond, did you know that it was going to tie into the continuity of the animated series?
Yeah, we knew Batman Beyond was, it was requested that we do another series with Batman at the time, where we were dealing with a younger teenage Batman. And when we started thinking about doing a Bruce Wayne series, there were just no villains, and there was no mask, and it was, so instead of going into the past, we went into the future, and the idea was to tie that show to our existing show. That was, our existing show was the base for that show. And it worked out well.
Are there any of your projects that you wish were better known among the fans?
I've had pretty good response from stuff I've done. I'll tell you a show that I did, which I dearly like doing, was Crypto the Superdog, and it was for kids who were 6 years old. And so occasionally I hear from an older fan saying, that was a good show, that was a fun show, I watched that show with my son, and stuff like that. But I still think there's more Crypto shows to be done. I thought it was a sweet show for the younger son.
Now, early in your career as well, you worked on the GoBots, correct? And what was that like working on that show, considering that the Transformers was there and already had a fairly large fan base?
Yeah, when we were making the GoBots, we were aware of that was the case. I mean, that's, you know, Tonka had their toys, and Hanna-Barbera had their people who wanted to do it. So, I, you know, I wasn't paying too much attention to Transformers when we did that show. I just did the initials, I think, six episodes. It was like a mini series, something like five, six episodes. And the rest of it went on. It's being done by Jeff Siegel, who was a writing partner of mine a long time ago. But yeah, I was aware that Transformers were there. I think, you know, our stuff was basically vehicles only. Transformers seemed to be more than just vehicles. You know, it's a show that I forget about, and then people bring it up, and I go, oh yeah, I remember doing that. But it was fun, and the most fun about it was when it debuted, the launch party was in New York City, I'll never forget this, and it was on a battleship. And it was the most spectacular opening, you know, it was the most opening party for a series that I have ever been part of. And that's when they had money back then, so.
So my last question is, what's your most creatively challenging project that you've done?
You know, I like to do everything. And I've done comedy and I've done action adventure. The most challenging for me is preschool. I've actually done some preschool. A show that was short-lived called Firehouse Tales. Maybe somebody out there knows. It was a nice show. It was CG, had CG and 2D mixed together. But I like plot, and what I found out about toddlers is that they don't care about plot. They just care about sort of walk in the park stories. And so I've had my own walk through the park of preschool, and I'm happy to be back in the plot world. So that's probably the hardest animation I've ever done. And the easiest for me is action adventure. Those 12-year-old boys. I have my 12-year-old boys still in my head, so I enjoy doing that.
Well, I thank you very much for your time, and look forward to your next projects.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.